Winslow is a small town on the western edge of Washington County, the population under 400. In a pre-air-conditioned world, it was a popular summer getaway tucked inside Ozark Mountains. Highway 71 bypassed the town, then Interstate 540 directed traffic further away. A few years ago, the school district was lost to consolidation. Still, Winslow residents have a deep sense of community. Mary Anderson is one of them.
It's all about the people, and that's what's the attraction. But the people that are drawn here are a wonderful eclectic mix. We have every kind of person you could imagine here, and we all somehow managed to get along pretty well.
John Ford has lived here for about 3 years after leaving the Dallas area.
It's just a quirky little place with all kinds of people. And as Mary said, everybody gets along. There's an active social life, believe it or not. And people just kind of pull together and get things done. It's just a remarkable, you know, can-do type of attitude that I just haven't seen any place else.
Tuesday afternoon, I met Mary and John at a Winslow landmark, the Pavilion, that sits alongside railroad tracks and across the street from City Hall, the Winslow Museum, and the wonderful Winslow Mercantile. John and Mary are two volunteers for this year's Winslow Half Marathon that will be run September 22nd. Both were involved with last year's inaugural race. Participants, they say, will see all of the mountain town as they follow the course for 13.1 miles.
The runners will actually start up at the school and the library building, but the finish line is just by the side of the railroad tracks over there. So they'll be finishing right down here in the heart of Winslow.
Winslow's physical beauty is owed in part to its terrain. There are slopes, banks, pitches, descents, bends, creeks, and forests. Mary says this certified course allows for all of the scenery to be taken in, but says runners need not fret. The course is designed to be as flat as possible.
The course starts at the school, and it winds through Van Buren, which is the residential part of town, and then it goes out Bunyard Road, which is the road that actually goes over the tunnel that you go when you're going down 540. You go under the tunnel. Bunyard Road goes on the top of that. It's 13.2 miles, and it's an out and almost back. Just before you get to the end, you turn down into town instead of going back to the school. We have a really, really good elevation map on the website. And the website is www.winslowrun.com. It's a great website. It's got really good information.
This year's registration will be capped at 500 runners. There's a 5K as well. And that would more than double Winslow's population for that Saturday morning. Mary Anderson and John Ford say the atmosphere will still be as small town as any half marathon course can be.
Even though we're anticipating the race will be much bigger than it was last year, it's not going to be any less small town and friendly. And the thing that I heard more than anything last year from the runners was how wonderful the volunteers were and what a great atmosphere it was.
Well, a lot of the locals come out cheering everyone on. Last year we were lucky. It rained in just the day before, kind of cooled things off. So it was quite pleasant. Most of the runners brought people with them. So they hung around at the finish line where awards are presented. And this year we'll have a small community expo and a barbecue at the finish line. And then after that, WinFest starts.
WinFest, now in its 30th year, is the other big Winslow event that takes place annually. This year's bill includes the Ben Miller Band, Efron White, and Steve Pryor, along with other bands. Runners will need only to show their medals to be allowed in free to WinFest. The race and WinFest serve as primary fundraisers for several Winslow agencies and services.
Last year, we made just under $4,000. Most of that went to Winslow Community Meals, which provides low-cost meals for senior citizens and people in need. The local 4-H.
Here, I have a list.
Ozark Folkways.
The Winslow Community Relief Fund, the fire department, and the 4-H.
Mary says there are still opportunities for volunteers and sponsors to help with the aid stations. Runners can still register for either the half marathon or the 5K online at winslowrun.com. Staging a race in the smallest town in Washington County, a race that this year could have 500 runners, is no small feat. Mary says the idea to start the Winslow Half Marathon came from the same place so many other ideas come from. Idle conversation.
A few of us started talking about it one night, and you know how sometimes the energy of a thing picks you up and carries you along with it. Not only did we come up with this idea of a half marathon. We actually started running. This is radio, so maybe it doesn't show, but we're not the youngest group to start running. But we're still doing it 3 days a week. And we had a twofold objective. And one was to get more funding for our local nonprofits. You know, we can't solicit our businesses. We probably have two or three. We can't expect huge grants because we serve so few people. So what we do, we pretty well have to do for ourselves. And this seemed like a really good way to help ourselves by bringing money in and people from outside. But it also, we also had this objective of encouraging people to be outside and doing something healthy. Away from the TV, away from the video games, and out on our really beautiful streets, you know. And I think that has happened to an extent. We run down at the ballpark 3 mornings a week. It's amazing how many other people we see down there, and it's really encouraging. We see people who did our course last year will occasionally come out and run the course again. We see a lot of bike riders down here. It's a great place for physical activity. And we wanted the people of Winslow to be involved in that physical activity.
The Winslow 5K and half marathon races are Saturday, September 22nd. The longer race begins at 8 that morning. The 5K will start at 8:15. There is still time to sign up for either run. And if you do run the course, you'll be not just with locals, but runners that have already signed up from Oklahoma, Missouri, Texas, Wisconsin, Washington, Mississippi, New York, Florida, and Washington, D.C. All will get a feel for the Winslow lifestyle, some barbecue, a medal for finishing, a T-shirt, and a pretty cool bumper sticker.
Oh, they're going to have a squirrel and 13.1 on them.
And if people, some new people might not know why the squirrel?
The squirrel was Winslow's school mascot. And it might have been a tough mascot for the kids who played on our sports team. But you know what? Squirrels go after what they really want. They're tough and they're feisty. And so even though we no longer have our school, we feel we still have our squirrel spirit.
Mary Anderson and John Ford met me at the Winslow Pavilion in the middle of downtown Winslow Tuesday afternoon. You can learn more about the race and the town at winslowrun.com.